man is loading the cages for the coal galleries of Yorkshire. A careful and anxious man who has to do. A mile down in the darkness it is sometimes, then a long laborious journey with bent backs to the coal face. They have still to use this primitive method of chewing coal. In some galleries they are able to use coal cutting machinery, but in others, the working is too narrow and concise. A human factor remains, even in this machine age, the final factor. But if you look closely enough, you will find that the spirit of craftsmanship has not disappeared. William Davenport Cotton of Stoke on Trent, whom you see working now, is a young man of 26, but he's working exactly as the Greek potters work, making the same beautiful things. That is the sort of thing that is being done behind these industrial chimney stacks. And when you pass from pottery to glass, you will find that it is the same story. Ask anybody in the glass industry, and they will tell you, this is still the sight. The man who fills the glory of her loving tree. He works and prays, though he is a sinner. A good capacity to glow. And that keen eye for craftsmanship. If you blow downward, you blow the longing kick that makes God be forgotten. If you blow and swing the belly, you blow a tickle. If you blow in an upward direction, you blow a circular. This particular craft is helping to make cylinders. Cylinders of colored glass, what will be used to tickle like from a river. Speed is the great feature of glass.